This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last.
Here's a rational science-based discussion of the possibility that the coronavirus is a genetically engineered depopulation weapon that was deliberately designed to, well, exterminate most of humanity. I know a lot of people, you know, are talking about that as the possible agenda. And of course, it's being attacked as a conspiracy theory. And certainly some people who espouse that view do so from a place of just fear rather than connecting the dots. You know, not everybody who proposes something actually has a rational reason behind it. I mean, that's been clear more than ever now with this COVID-19 situation. So I'd like to present, just in a short summary here, the rational arguments behind the idea that this is intended to be a depopulation weapon, or that is to force people into a depopulation structure of some kind, which could be infertility chemicals in mandatory vaccines, or mass starvation and maybe World War III, nuclear war, you know, something that will largely depopulate the planet and eliminate a lot of humans. So what's the rational argument for that? It starts with understanding what globalists tell us they believe. So this is irrefutable that globalists tell us that they believe the planet will be destroyed because there are too many people on it. So for 20 years, you can cite news stories about that, where globalists and people like Al Gore and, you know, Bill Gates and others, many others, say that humanity is unleashing climate change and unleashing ecological destruction and mass pollution and so on, and that the planet is unsustainable because of the number of people who are living on the planet. This is something that has been very actively promoted by people like Bill Gates with his TED Talk and his formula about how we have to get carbon down to zero and so on. Now, interestingly, the globalists are not at all wrong about certain elements of that. For example, human society is absolutely destroying ecosystems, and human society is engaging in mass pollution of microplastics in the oceans, heavy metals, particulate matter into the atmosphere, soils pollution through biosludge, even pharmaceutical pollution in runoff from pharma factories and biosludge and so on. So there are elements of what the globalists say that are true. However, they claim that the only way to save the planet is to really reduce population. And they say that the way to achieve that is through things like abortion and women's reproductive rights, as they call them, having more women go to college, more educated women, they say, results in fewer women having babies. So this is part of the have, you know, mom and dad both work, and then the child is raised by society, and the family will have fewer children. There's more infertility and so on and so forth. All these things have been pushed by globalists for a long period of time. So their open goal has been to sharply reduce human reproduction and achieve some form of long-term depopulation. The only real leap, if you can even call it that, with the coronavirus and the vaccine is that it's just a shorter time frame of the globalist agenda that they openly espouse. I mean, again, it's not even debatable that they want far fewer human beings on this planet. The only question is how they get there. Is it a long, soft kill type of thing through increased infertility, reduced reproductive rates, increased abortions, which is mass murder of human babies and so on? Or is it something that's much more rapid to achieve the depopulation within a few years, for example? Now, if you listen carefully to what the globalists are saying, they are saying that the Earth is in a crisis. They are saying that we have reached a tipping point. The language that they're using tells you that they believe there is an emergency, and that if they don't achieve depopulation of human beings right now, not 20 years later or two or three generations later, but now, then the planet will go into a self-reinforcing loop of basically atmospheric chemistry destruction in their view. Now, they're wrong in their view, but that's not the point of this. I'm talking about what they believe and why it is rational that they would unleash a global killer pandemic, because they believe that's the last ditch effort to save the Earth. This is a key thing to understand. From the globalist point of view, they believe they are saving the Earth, that they are saving humanity by killing off a huge percentage of the global population. And so they're playing triage, essentially, in their own minds. I mean, look at Bill Gates. And, you know, Bill Gates gets lots and lots of criticism for being in favor of depopulation and vaccine research and so on. And some of that is no doubt well-deserved. But in his, it's almost hard to discuss this. I don't see Bill Gates, he's not one of these demonic pedophiles, in my view. I don't see Bill Gates as one of these Jeffrey Epsteins or anybody like that. He's not that kind of twisted, demonic, you know, Satan-worshipping, child-blood-drinking, you know, demon lizard or whatever. That's not Bill Gates. Bill Gates is, in his mind, and again, I'm not excusing what he's pushing out there, but in his mind, Bill Gates is a hero of humanity that, in his view, he's trying to save this planet and save some amount of the human population, knowing that he can't save them all and that he's going to have to sacrifice, in essence, billions of people to have a sustainable planet remaining for the remainder of the human population. This is how Bill Gates thinks, in my view. So he thinks he's doing the right things. And this is why I believe that, you know, Bill Gates and through the Peabody Institute and so on has been heavily involved in not only researching these biological weapons, but also funding simulations that look at the effects of these pandemics and what effects they would have on economic collapse and perhaps post-collapse reproductive rates, or perhaps food supply collapse and starvation, famine, geopolitical upheaval, World War III, all those kinds of things. And I think that in the simulations, it became obvious to Bill Gates that the fastest way to shut down the economy and shut down reproduction and shut down human population was to release a biological weapon. I'm not saying that he released it, but he did help build it. He helped create a knowledge base around this. But from his point of view, he thinks that this is a necessary evil, you might say, or a necessary step to have some amount of humanity still remaining and avoid a global ecological collapse that would be an extermination level event for humanity. So these globalists, you know, some of them, there's a spectrum, right? Some of these globalists are like child pedophile, child raping, blood drinking demons or whatever. Other globalists are not in that camp at all, but they are willing to destroy billions of lives because they play God with humanity. They play God with the planet. They play God with genetic engineering. And they think, I mean, some of these people are into transhumanism and, you know, the singularity, they're going to merge their minds with a machine one day, whatever. But they think they're gods. And when you live a life like Bill Gates with how many billions of dollars and everybody worshiping you and everybody telling you how brilliant you are and nobody criticizing you in your own circle, people like Bill Gates or Elon Musk, for example, can pretty easily come to think of themselves as gods, where they think they are the ones who are determining the future of human civilization. And it's not that much of a stretch for them to be engaged in research and technology that can strongly affect human populations or human reproduction rates or human death rates. So the more you understand about the way these globalists likely think, the more sense it makes that there is a rational explanation for why this is a depopulation system that has been unleashed on the world. It's again, in the minds of these people, they believe this is the only way to save the planet. And they think that the future of the planet, in their view, is worth more than 6 billion lives. And even from a government point of view, most governments of the world will go broke unless they find a way to cull a huge percentage of the mostly elderly population that's collecting entitlements from those governments. So almost every government in the world has become a welfare state overseer. And the only way for them to remain financially solvent is to end the welfare financial outflows, and eliminating the lives of those who are collecting those benefits is a very rapid, a very convenient way for those governments to stay solvent without taking the blame for this. Because when it comes to a virus, look, you can blame, you know, a seafood market in China. That's the evil genius of this system in the minds of globalists, is you can never trace it back to the original starting point, and the media can cover up the truth. So, you know, it's a weapon system that doesn't look like a weapon system. It can exterminate potentially billions of people if it's combined with other things like deadly vaccines, for example. But then the vaccines will never be blamed, and the genetic engineers will never be blamed. Nature will be blamed. And isn't that clever to blame nature and say, oh, nature is threatening humankind, and that's why we need more science and more vaccines to protect us from nature. And see, then they corral you into a vaccine mandate, and then the vaccine contains the infertility chemical. There's no more babies. And then, you know, in 50 to 60 years, they've achieved depopulation. But that's the slow way to do it. There are also faster ways to do it that I think are being really rolled out right now, such as, you know, starvation and war and more rapid euthanasia and so on. So yeah, the coronavirus is a weapon against humanity. And it's not an irrational belief. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's not a paranoid thought. It's actually very congruent with the things that globalists tell us they believe. They believe everything is at stake. And by inference, it means that any number of lives can be sacrificed in their view, because the planet has to be saved, and the planet is more precious than all the human beings combined. That's the way they think. So think about that. Read my website, pandemic.news, to stay informed. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening. Share this everywhere. Hear more of my podcasts at brighteon.com. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well, and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods, with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product, because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products, and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store, so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.